This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. Today, as in the past, Cherokee elders share their stories and the rich heritage of their ancestors with the youth of the tribe. It is a heritage that reaches back as far as 10,000 years and includes the stories, songs, dances, and crafts that have been handed down through the centuries. Davy Arch isn't yet an elder, but he is a tradition bearer. For the first 10 years of his life, Davy and his family lived on the Quala boundary with Davy's grandfather, who taught him Cherokee storytelling, herbal medicine, and the use of wild plants for food, traditions Davy would later incorporate into his own expression of living Cherokee history. Davy is a Cherokee storyteller, lecturer on Cherokee history and culture, and demonstrates carving, flint knapping, and mask making. He not only learned the art of mask carving from his elders, but he also learned about the significance of masks in Cherokee traditions. In ancient times, masks representing animals such as bear, buffalo, and wildcat were used during ceremonial prayer dances. Today, Davy uses his masks as props for storytelling in schools, festivals, and venues throughout the region. He makes most of them out of buckeye, and each one is a work of art. They've been on display at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and his stories have been published in the award-winning book, Living Stories of the Cherokee. Davy's work is on display for sale at the Quala Arts and Crafts Mutual Incorporated, the nation's oldest and foremost Native American cooperative. And during the summer season, he serves as the assistant manager at the Oconoluftee Indian Village in Cherokee, where he shares the tribe's history with visitors. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.